distraught of us as a species, to be honest with you. I can't believe, in all honesty, what I'm seeing today as total incompetence. You know, total incompetence. It just amazes me. Spent 5 hours today. I was trying to find a, I'll tell you what I was trying to do. I was trying to find a money transfer, you know. And Chase Bank uses a Zelle, which I hate all of these things. I'm beginning to loathe all this money transfer bullshit. And I spent an hour last night, 2 in the morning, about 3 in the morning, couldn't get it to work. Oh, before I go on, okay, if you guys are talking, I can't hear you. I can hear you after I record, like this thing's recording. For some reason, when you guys are saying something on the audio, and I don't have anybody muted. Let me see here. Nope, C's not muted. The only one that's muted is Sus. An old fashioned, but you guys must have muted on your end because I didn't do it. So, let me see here. Live chat. Is this thing working? I don't know. I don't see it working. Come on. It's supposed to have gone live. Why didn't you go up live? Okay. According to you, you're live, but I don't see you bouncing. Okay, there you are. Now you're bouncing. Okay, that's working. Okay. So, okay. Rumble's live. Everybody's live. So, if you do talk on the StreamYard, I can't hear you. Oh, somebody just came on.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're loud and clear. Okay, the other day, Zach was asking me questions about Rhodiola, and I couldn't hear him. I could not hear him during the show. But after I played it back on the playback on Substack, I could hear him trying to get a question in. I couldn't hear him at all. And I don't know, if somebody else was talking the other day, but I couldn't hear anybody. So I don't know what's going on with this stupid thing. Like everything else in this place, nothing seems to want to work accordingly. It just seems like it's all ass backwards here. But anyway, it's unbelievable. You know, I for the life of me, Rumble's running. I just turned it on. Go check it out. Rumble, you should be able to get on Rumble. I gotta type it in. Yeah. Right. It's frustrating as hell. I came to the wrong state because I've never seen anything so inept and incompetent and backward as I have seen here. I thought we were insane in Ontario, but Arizona's got us beat by a country mile. There he is. There's Zach now. So I was just telling old fashioned that the other day when you were trying to ask me a question on Rhodiola, I couldn't hear you. I only heard you after I downloaded it on Substack and it was playing. Now old fashioned is talking. So try to hook up and see if you can talk so I can see if you're here. Yep, I made it. Okay, everyone's here. Thank you. Okay, so you guys are in Rumble. Good. So if you guys ask questions, I should be able to pick you up on StreamYard. I don't know if you can talk on Rumble. Let me take a look here. Okay, I see the chat going on there. What's this? What's this here? Yeah, they have a large history. Okay, so we got that. Okay, what's this here? Just take a look at the chat. So, okay, so if you guys want to talk, you have to hook up somehow on your systems on your end because I don't know how the hell it makes it work. Okay. Same. Okay. Miguel, is he on? I'm just checking back and forth. Okay. Miguel's over there too. Okay. So you guys are on Rumble. So when you guys ask a question there, it will come through the StreamYard, just so you know. Let's see here. I'm looking at Twitter. Chat. Okay, Rumble running. Yep. Okay, so we've got C, W is in Twitter. Okay, so everything's running. Okay, good enough. Anyway, I spent 5 hours with money transfer companies. I went with Wise. Wise is retarded. Wise is the most retarded. I can't believe Wise. Wise tries to force you to use a cell phone to take a photo. I got my cameras completely disengaged, and I don't know how to turn back on. And I took 13 pictures with my computer. On my end, they're clear as a bell. They're saying on their end, they can't see whatever. There's a flash or a blur. And I'm thinking, with all this technology we have today, to be able to clear up any photos, which they can do, they don't have this function at Wise. And then I kept thinking, if they're just incompetent or just stuck on a photo, you know, and I gave them a passport photo on top of that, which I'm now thinking back, that was the smartest thing I could have done. They couldn't get it to hook up. Then I went to Chase, a bank, an effing bank. And we spent almost 45 minutes trying to get the Zelle to work, and it wouldn't work. All the Zelle does is it will allow you to make a payment, but doesn't allow you to receive money. I said, well, how the hell do you receive money on this thing? So, and I don't like Zelle anyway, because I know Yanni was having problems with Zelle. Because he was giving me money through Zelle, that it was causing, because I was not a registered charity. What the fuck difference does that make? If you're going to give money to somebody, you should be able to give money without any kind of regulations or stupidity like this. So, like I said, I think seriously, we should all be writing our banks with an email and just tell them to FRO. You know, it's our money. Now, according to the laws and everything, once we put money in the bank, it's their money. But see what happens when you pull it out. Then you'll see whose money it is. So, I mean, they don't make it easy at all to transfer any funds. It's beyond belief. Giving you the runaround, well, that's what they do. Yeah, I know. And I get, you know what, and I get tired of it. And then if you say something to them, you know, you start speaking fluent Canadian and tell them that they're fucking idiots, they get a little upset about that. And I get that it's not the customer service rep. But when a customer service rep is telling you 5 and 6 times, and you finally have to tell them, says, look, I'm not stupid. I get what you said. You said it 5 times. You know, I get what the fact, but I says, this is ridiculous that you guys are trying to force people to use a cell phone when we have a computer here that's working just fine, can take pictures just fine, and yet you can't read it on your end? What is wrong with your software? You know, I told her that. It says, you guys are losing a shitload of money by trying to play this stupid game with a cell phone bullshit. So anyway, I'll still be looking. I will continue to try to find something. But I'm getting to the point where I'm so fucking tired of banks, money transfer systems that don't do jack shit. You know, and if you have sent me money, or somebody has sent me money through Zelle, I forget the name now. If you've got any money in the Substack with Zelle, pull it out. Pull it out. You don't need to put your... We don't need to have a middleman. Now, let me advise you what I've been doing for the last 15 years. I have been selling products all across North America, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Middle East, everywhere. And people have sent me cash from all over the world. And the simplest way to do it, and I understand Americans, I do, and I'm going to talk about Americans in a minute, and just to give everybody an idea what Americans are dealing with. Americans are not stupid. Everyone thinks Americans are stupid. Those stupid Yanks. You know, this is what we say, you know, in the Commonwealth. But those fucking Yanks, those stupid Yanks, right? But let me point out something about the stupid Yanks after I get done with this whole other thing. Because I now understand more clearly why Americans are the way they are. This system is so fucked up, I don't even understand how the country is still going. What has happened here when you're sending money, if you put all your money, doesn't matter what it is, in aluminum foil, a check, whatever, cash, and put that in a card and put that in an envelope, 99.9% of the time it gets through. I've had money come to me, cash money comes to me from Australia, which now I have to go through the U.S. Now that I'm in the U.S., I have to get the U.S. equivalent of it. I've had money coming from Canada, from Europe, everywhere, cash. No problem. Now, let me get to the American part of this. Americans are not stupid. Americans are living in a system that is so much of a clusterfuck. It has drove them to a point of beyond paranoia, xenophobic. I've only been down here 2 months, and I can't believe what I've had to deal with, you know. And I'm in this, and I'm in a state. I think I got to be in the most backward state of all of them. But then again, I haven't been to a lot of the other ones of late, and I'm not really sure I want to visit any more states at this point. But what has happened here in this country? Because they are number one, David. That was the, remember the mantra: "We're number one. We're number one." Tony, can you read this? Yeah, I can read it. I see you, Ralph. I see you. They have been designated to be number one in the experimentation that's going on that's destroying the planet. This infrastructure in the United States, from what I'm seeing so far in my observation, what I'm seeing is designed to collapse. They've designed it to collapse. And Americans have been taught that this is their country, this is to be patriotic, God-fearing, and all this other bullshit. And those are not bad attributes to have. Every country has that. All of us in the Commonwealth, all of us in Europe have the same idea. This is our country, you know, God, country, whatever, right? We all have that. But what's happened here is they've used that as a weapon against them. All these multinationals, Israel, coming over here, screwing Americans left, right, and center, bleeding them out of their finances. They have made them extremely xenophobic. So what we're seeing here is a reaction that Americans are dealing with in their way of life here. Okay, we got the same problems in Canada as well. I mean, it's not as bad. There are at least, I would say we have 50% of our system still functioning for now. For now. But here, holy shit, you can't find anybody that knows what they're doing. Or if you do find somebody that knows what they're doing, if they have any kind of ethical or moral values, hang on to them. Or you'll find people that are working under the table that are trying to screw you for everything they can. That's what I've seen here. Those are the big three things I have seen. I have people that have made a deal with me, agreed to make a deal with me, and then after the deal is made, they want more money. It's fucking retarded here. It's unbelievable. I wouldn't tell anybody to come to America. And the other thing I thought about, you know, all these Mexicans that came across, all these Mexicans that have come across Texas, you know, and they may not even be all Mexicans, Central Americans, whatever. I feel sorry for them. I really feel sorry for them. I think some of them are paid to come over here to put on the show. And as soon as they get their money, they're going back home to wherever they came from, or they'll be sent back home. But they're coming over here to die. And my reason behind it is this. Maybe, perhaps, in the countries they've just left, doesn't have the kill switch technology that we have in the United States and Canada and throughout the rest of the world. Because they are basically considered what they call a third world country, right? They don't have the money or the resources to build these 6G or 7G towers. Some do, some don't. But I think what they did is they brought them all over to America because it's a lot easier to kill them. That's what I think. I think they brought them over here just because it's going to be a lot easier. Because every place they're going to go, where are they going to go? They're going to gravitate to the central hubs throughout the U.S. Phoenix, Seattle, Dallas, you know, Miami, you know, New York, Detroit, Chicago. That's where they're going to go. And where would they have all this technology? In those areas. So I think what they've done is they brought them all over here just so they can kill them easier. You know, bring them in. Yeah, bring them in. You know, and then when they get here, they start dying of cancer, or respiratory issues, or flu-like symptoms. And then they'll give them the kill shot. You know, all of a sudden now we've got them injected with some shit that they shouldn't have inside of them. You know, I would tell everybody, seriously, don't come to America. Don't come to Canada. You're just going to wind up dead faster here. That's what I would tell everybody. This land of opportunity isn't for you. The opportunity here is to make sure that when you come here, they can kill you. Living, using a car battery, to use the minus as a ground, you ever test that to get around your ground getting hacked? Yeah, that doesn't work. That won't work. The frequencies that we're getting hit will fluctuate. Last night I was, I'm up to about 5 in the morning, 5 or 6 in the morning. And last night we got hit with a wave of frequencies. Today the weather was cooler. We're supposed to have, it was supposed to have been 70 some odd degrees, and it didn't get nowhere near that. You have to wear a jacket here. I'm in northern Arizona right now, and you have to wear a jacket. You know, but last night the very air molecules were vibrating here. The floor was vibrating. I could feel the vibration hitting me. So it, like I said, it doesn't happen often, but in the last couple of weeks, it has been happening more frequently. What's this? All this authentication bullshit, nothing but trying to tether you to your phone. A number has to be registered. For fuck's sakes, it's not right here in Ontario. They are talking no landlines soon. Where is this at, Smith 41? Whereabouts are you? Are we talking Ontario? Well, it is Ontario. Okay. Yeah, I know. I know. I mean, Canada is running into... Oh, the other thing, too, with Wise, it was funny. They gave me an ID number, and the first three digits were 666. I thought, what irony. Yeah, the landlines... because, see, if you're using a landline, you don't have that cell phone strapped to your head. You know, and what winds up happening is you're not getting, you know, you're not getting programmed through your DNA. That's ironic. So, yeah, I thought so. 666, blah, 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 blah. Are you effing kidding me? That's the kind of name, London area. Oh, okay. Yeah, I lived in London, Ontario. Lived there for a while, actually. Had a friend up there. I don't know if she's dead or alive. I think she's still alive. You guys are getting hit with a lot of ground wave bullshit there from Toronto. It was going down as far as, I think it was reaching Windsor, but London was right smack in the line of it. There was a weather map we were looking at now. What the hell was it called? It was showing you all the ground wave technology we were getting, and London was getting smoked. It was getting smoked. All the way down past Chatham. Yeah, most banks are online. Pay won't. What's it saying? Most banks or online pay won't accept VoIP. Yeah. You know what? And you know what they tell you? They tell you because the line isn't as secure as a cell phone. How the fuck does that work? Yeah, I know. I was getting pounded when I was in Windsor. I had to leave. I was getting hit so bad that my legs are still recovering from the burn damage, but I'm pretty well back, almost back to normal. There's some things that still haven't come fully online yet, but yeah, we were getting hit from Michigan. It was crossing over, hitting us in Windsor or Essex County, and then the stuff was coming out of Toronto. You could see the line pretty pronounced all the way through Chatham, and I knew we were getting hit with it as well. And we were getting 90 bodies a day, 90 a day dead in Essex County. So our population is about half here, what it was. Everyone gets it from China anyway to figure out which one is decent. I made an extraction of 100 grams of powder. Oh, you talk about Siberian ginseng? If you're extracting it, you're going to get a pretty good strength out of it anyway. Most of the shit from China is just garbage. Siberian should be coming from northern Canada, Russia, Switzerland, the Rockies in the U.S., stuff like that. That's where a lot of that stuff will grow to. It's because they want to verify it. Yeah, we want to verify it's us. Like I said, if we really wanted to have a real protest, we should start our own system. You know, right? We should already be working on it. Nobody will verify it if it's from the mountains. A digital line is not a truth. No, it's not. And a digital line has no security either, because those frequencies can be yanked from the air. Totally yanked from the air. You know, nobody will verify if it's from the mountains. Well, then it's a crapshoot. You really don't have a choice. All you can do when you extract these things, in the extraction process, it's going to increase the intensity or the strength of whatever you're doing anyway. So you're going to get something out of it, probably at least 60-70% value. You won't get 100%. I don't think you're going to get anything 100% today, because primarily when they go through reprocessing, they probably irradiate a lot of this stuff too. So it will neutralize a lot of its potency. I bought a rhodiola here. It seems to be okay. The ratios were correct. So I just extracted them, and I'm using a 200% or 195% alcohol. So it's literally dissolving the herb. It's totally liquefying it. So you are going to get something out of them. They should have a number or something identifying what country they're coming from. Okay, so we got Tina, SDR, and Zach. Okay, so what's going on here? You got a pure rhodiola root? As pure as I can read it, but again, it's just like you. I can only go by what they show. Yeah, it's brutal here. They're even putting up towers on the reserve. Oh, really? I thought that was unceded territory. I thought the natives would fight tooth and nail, but someone... Oh, are you kidding? The natives? The chiefs are just as corrupt as the MPs in Parliament. When you talk to the natives will tell you that most of the chiefs are sellouts. You know, I've talked to clans mothers across Canada. I've talked to a couple of them. They all tell me the same thing, that the chiefs they're just as corrupt as the MPs. You're not going to find natives fighting. The chiefs have sold them out. The chiefs are getting all the money. What did they give? I forget which tribe it was. They got something like $900,000, and the chiefs got all the money. That money was supposed to have been spread across everybody in the tribe, and they didn't get a dime. Welcome to Canada, eh? The land of the great A. Welcome. Oh, you have money coming to you? Don't worry about it. Your chief will take care of you. I heard this all the time. You know, it's just the way it is. Curcumin or regular turmeric powder protect the stomach from aspirin. You have to have a neutralizing agent. It ain't going to protect. As a matter of fact, it may accelerate the damage. I thought they would have more integrity. Couldn't believe. No, why would they? Okay, do you remember the native chief up in the Northwest Territories? You remember her when they had that fire going on? That was a directed energy hit on their community. If you ever go back and look at that native premier, the native woman, you look at her eyes. Take a hard look at her eyes. You know, she looked like she had a gun to her head. Do the natives in Canada have casinos? Of course they do. Of course they do. you know. So anyway, now they're trying for casinos. I don't know if they're trying for anything, but they evicted the whole town. Oops, I got a mute old fashioned here. She's got a little noise going on. Okay, so but they moved those people out of their land. You know, then they made a deal with the natives with under the WEF and under the UN bullshit, the WHO, giving them land stewardship. I do, Tony. I remember that. Remember that? She was standing right in front and she looked like she was terrified. She was horrified at what was going on. You know, and when I looked at that, I said, well, this is a smokescreen. Okay. They forced them out. You know, they forced them wherever they took them. Like, look, we've had 6 energy weapon hits in the last couple of years. Okay, we had Fort McMurray, we had Kelowna, we had the Northwest Territories. That just was in Canada. Then we had Paradise, we had Colorado, I think near Denver. Then we had Maui. You know. And we're having these ground waves hitting us all across Canada. Like I said, I'm down here in Arizona right now, and I'm far enough away from Phoenix, but we are still getting hit here. Even right now, while I'm doing the show, I can feel an electrical charge in this trailer I'm in. So they are firing these damn things. You know, they're still targeting people. They're still hitting everybody, and nobody's regenerating like they should. So, like I said, getting back to the U.S., a lot of bullshit is going on in this country, and a lot of Americans are getting fucked 7 ways to Sunday here. And it's not like they're crazy. It's not. It's because the environment here is creating this effect. When you see everything that's going on wherever we are living, doesn't matter where you live, other than Ontario, it was there, since 1980. Off and on. And when you look, you know, I lived in Alberta, I've lived in Ontario, you know, I've been to different parts of Canada, I've been to different parts of the U.S., I've been down to New Zealand. Doesn't matter where you live, the environment is going to produce a certain type of mental or attitude that you are going to be exposed with. And it's why people are acting the way they are. And then when they're getting hit with directed energy weapons and other bullshit, it's going to affect them even more. I read that's exactly what I thought as well when I seen her on TV. Just like someone had a gun to her head. I saw her and I looked at her eyes. I right away picked up she's being threatened. They threatened her, or they threatened her tribe, something, you know. She did not move willingly. Pesticide rapid test kit, pieces 288. Okay. Info at power to pull. Hey Zach, if I'm just seeing you pop up now on the Rumble. The other night when you were trying to ask questions about rhodiola, I couldn't hear you at all. And when I played it back on the Substack and other places, I could hear you trying to ask me the question. Now today, old fashioned gal is on here and she was talking. So I was going to say, hook up to the StreamYard and see if you can ask a question, because she could get through. And I'm not sure how she's doing it, but she did. So, but I couldn't hear you the other day. Info, there you go. Okay. Is it? Okay. So, okay, where are we at here? Okay, we lost somebody else. Who did we lose? Okay. Old Fashioned C and Piton. Oh, we lost Sus. Sus is gone. Sus left. All righty. You know, even in Canada, the things that we're dealing with in Canada, I mean, it's making people go crazy too. We're not seeing, you know, it's not much. It, it's not as bad as here, but it's bad there too. Like I said, I can't believe, you know what, when you talk to these people, when you talk to these people that are supposed to be ones to give you the answers, they don't know what they're talking about either. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? You're supposed to be telling us shit. You're supposed to be directing us. I'm beside myself. Anyway, I wanted to mention that. If you do come to the land of the disabled slave, ruled by the despotic depraved, when you come here, if you do decide to come here, after I warned you, don't come here, don't believe anything. Validate everything. Because most people here do not know anything. They just don't know. You know, I have managed to order Rhodiola. Okay. Oops, I clicked out by mistake. Macaroons were calling you. I know exactly what happened there. The macaroon says, here, eat me. And you left. Help me, eat me. I'm here. Don't believe anything you see in the U.S. or hear. Validate it. Verify it. Because a lot of people here are sadly misinformed about a lot of things. They've accepted things here as fact, and in all reality, they don't know. That's a warning. That's a warning. If you're dealing with people here, they're working under the table, agree to the price, and also tell them, that this is all you're going to pay, what you agree to. No added expenses. Because if you don't, they'll try to scam you. All they know how to do down here is scam. It's unbelievable here. I've never seen anything like this anywhere else. It's unbelievable how bad they play the game here hard. So because there's a lot of people in Canada that think that the States is better. It's not. It's actually worse. It's far more worse. What we're seeing in Canada that's being depicted about the United States is all Hollywood or Hollyweird. You know, are you referring to the U.S. And to Canada? People seem out of their minds here in SoCal. I'm noticing a decrease in cognitive. Yeah, that's. I'm talking about the U.S. primarily. I'm in Arizona, and I've never seen such fucking stupidity in my life. I cannot even begin to tell you how shocking it is. I didn't think somebody could live being this dumb. But this is what I'm seeing here. You know, and even when you're talking to institutions that's supposed to know something or how to do stuff, they don't know. They just don't know. I have found maybe 3 or 4 people here. I found a taxi driver that knows what they're doing, that actually does, that will actually work and will actually pick you up when you call. I have found some people that actually know what they're doing, you know, but very few. And then when you go to make a deal with people, let's say you need to buy a computer and you want a guy to specifically build a computer to your specs, and they quote you a price. After they build you the computer, they want to quote you another price. They want to jack it up about $100.50, $200. At that point, just walk away. Let them eat the computer. But that's what you see here all the time. It's unbelievable. Like, you know, you walk in. It's unbelievable. I like I said, I'm still in shock. That's why I asked the other night. I assumed that would be better than Ontario. No. Ontario right now, by comparison, you're living with rocket scientists, as stupid as some of the people that are there. You know, here they're completely fucking obliterated. It's when you walk, you don't want to talk to too many people here. They just are not here. They're completely disassociated here. And the best thing to do is to ask, are we in agreement about, not ask. No, not ask. You state in fact. Asking is a sign that you are up for negotiation. When you make a deal with them, you tell them, this is all I'm going to pay you. There's no more added money to this. So this is what we're agreeing to. I'm expecting this for this. Okay. You have to be affirmative here. Because if they start wrangling around, if they start wiggling around, trying to, you know, him and Han, walk away. Walk away. Okay. They will fuck you seven ways to Sunday here if you let them. Like I said, I don't talk to hardly anybody here. I've decided that's the best way. I can't even imagine Disney putting out something this crazy. But I seriously think, okay, this is my thinking, that because America was number one, they have been collapsing their system for a long time. It's not going to collapse. It's been collapsing for quite some time, based on what I'm saying. Kirkman enhances the production of major structure components of elastic fiber. Okay. Well, it ain't going to do it by itself. Ralph, I mean, when you read that stuff, you have to understand it's all pertinent to what your body has or doesn't have. It may enhance it, but it's not necessarily going to do anything if you don't have enough collagen coming into your diet or enough protein. Or enough biotin, for instance, or enough sulfur in your system. It can only take you so far. When you're reading about herbs, you can't go into some sort of singularity. That was the frame of thought that they gave everybody 30, 40 years ago when I started, when we didn't have the literature. They will tell you that it does this, but a lot of times it's in the controlled environment. What are they feeding these animals? What else are they doing there? Kirkman says something that they may add to whatever they're doing to see maybe that might have expedited whatever they're already giving to people. How much biotin do we need? People here are poisoned. Yeah. What are you trying to do? if you say you're taking a lot of raw eggs, you're going to need more biotin because raw eggs can deplete the biotin levels. And if you are having issues with certain things that biotin can support, then you might want to megadose at first until you get enough in the system because biotin is a water soluble. So I got some biotin stuff here. And they're 5,000, 5 milligram pills or whatever they are. So I'll take 15 milligrams at a time. You know. A lot of the suggested dosing about these supplements are underdosed. You need whatever they're telling you is a suggested daily allowance. That's based on the RDA. That's completely obsolete. So you might need to take 5 to 10 times more than what they're suggesting for you to see any real results. That's why when I tell people that it's going to take you need to take things every 3 hours. It's because you have to sustain the load in the system so that the body has it there steadily so that it can pull from it. If you're taking vitamin C, ascorbic acid, and you take it first thing in the morning, in 5 hours it's gone. There's not a trace of it left. So if you're taking it every 3 hours, you're running it in your system like an intravenous. It stays in your system so your body can use it to repair, recover, or do whatever you need to do. So a lot of times when you're doing stuff, if you haven't taken it, you got to work this sometimes one of two ways. If you are already deficient or you're already suffering from something that's a result of the deficiency, then you've got to load up on it. Now, how you load up on it can depend on the person. Yeah, you can either megadose right away and do that every 3 hours, or you have to gradually build up to the dose and then do it every 3 hours. So If you're gradually building up to a dose, that means you're taking small increments every 3 hours until you can increase the increment, the amount you're taking, and then take that incrementally. So it all depends what you're doing. Rosemary oil, wheat germ oil, adding copper citrate to it and rubbing it on the scalp will the copper oxidize the oils if left in the container for several days. It could. Those oils do have acids in them, so there is a chance. But, I mean, it would depend how you're sealing it. You know, it depends on how you're storing it. You know, that's what that would depend on. So if you're storing it good and you're keeping it airtight, it should last you. You could also add BHT in it to slow down any oxidation that could occur. That's what they used to use BHT for. But another way of doing it, if you wanted to, is just keep the rosemary and wheat germ oil separate from your copper. And then copper citrate is an acid. So, yeah, it's definitely going to create an oxidizing effect. And what you can do before you apply it, put a couple of drops of the copper in the oil that you're going to use and just rub it in your hands and then just rub it into your scalp. That might be a better way of doing it. It'll last a lot longer if you do it that way. That's another, that would probably be a better method. Anytime you're adding an acid to an oil, it's going to speed up the oxidizing effect of the oil. That's what breaks the oils down in the first place. That's what makes them go rancid. So yeah, you don't want to really mix a copper citrate. You might be better off with either a copper phosphate or a copper chloride even for that. But as far as copper citrate, copper ascorbate, copper malate, those acids are going to have a reaction. You know. It's just the way things work. I want to read something. I got a couple emails. One is about somebody in a hopeless situation. And I'm going to read this. I'm going to read my response. And I'll give you a reason why I gave that response. That response may sound hard, may sound a little bit detached, but there's reasons for everything. Okay, guy writes me and he asked me a question. He's taking a vaccine. Was there any hope for him? So I wrote him back, if you've taken the third one, the chances are no. Because even in their literature, after you've taken the third one, there's no going back. So I don't know how many vaccines he's taken. Now, if you've taken one or two vaccines, you may be able to prolong your life a little bit longer by using the right enzymes and the antioxidants, but you have to understand they attached a operating system to your helix, to your DNA. And they can control that operating system like an on and off switch. I've been watching something, a series, and it's alarming what I'm seeing in the series because it's all what they're showing you is actually reality, almost human. If you haven't watched the series, the very first episode shows you how they can insert a operating system to attach to another operating system that's already been integrated into the body, causing the body to collapse. That, I think, is what's going to happen in the next round of this Weapon X that they're talking about. Anyway, let me read what I wrote here. Suicide response. Yeah, I gave someone here their response. I'm seriously, this is what they said. Here's their response. I'm seriously about to end my life right now. I can't live like this anymore. My response, I can't tell you anything in regard to a solution. I was hit with a directed energy weapon that stopped me from researching and was put in a shithole environment. So I can relate to some extent how you feel in regard to wanting to die. The whole planet is a F-tard reality and nothing is what it is. And I can't even give you a reason to go on living except to be defiant and to look for the answers. We live for the fight. Since there's really nothing else but a delusional hologram, I can only tell you the truth. I don't have a solution, and none of the so-called experts do either. And it's also frustrating to me, but I have been hampered and handcuffed in regard to doing the research and solutions to this. They played on everyone's fears and took away everyone's lives, and all we can do is fight back. Even if there was a cure, you could never go back to how you were living. That's a program, nothing more. And we aren't living either. All we are pawns in the game. So you have three choices. Continue in the game and die. Commit suicide and die. Or fight with the possibility of life, if not in this realm, in the next. But in all of it, two out of three traps you. One releases you. And that was my response. Because I don't have any answers in regarding to what to do to get this, to get this out. I do have a theory. Okay. I do have a theory. But that's it. It's all it is a theory. I have no real solutions because I haven't had a chance to really get to it because if it's not been one fucking thing, it's been another. When I clicked out and then back in, you lose the chat. I'm unable to see others, only my comments. See, it's the alcohol. You gotta lay off the alcohol. That response is about as true as anybody can give anybody. There's not a fucking guru out there that has an answer for this. There's not a fucking doctor out there that has an answer for this. The only doctors that have any answers for this are the ones that created this abomination. And they're not going to give it to you unless you're part of their club. And even then, you'd have to be extremely wealthy to get it. And even if we did have a cure, even if we could pull this shit out of the system, you can never go back to whatever you're doing. We are never going to have a normal life. Nothing's normal. That in itself is a delusion. Look around you, wherever you live in the world today. Does this madness seem normal? This is a program we're all living in. It's an operating system that we're all living in. Nothing's normal. I talk to Fiona sometimes and we're comparing notes because she's further south than I am. And she says the new normal is nothing works. She's true. It's true. When we're looking at all that's going on today, any solution we find in our lives to make our lives better or to extend our lives or to find some real find some real value in this life means that you'll never be able to go back to whatever you were doing before you found that reality or found that truth or found that whatever it may be. Because whatever you had before was a lie. Whatever you had before was a fiction. Whatever you had before wasn't real. And when you do find the truth or you do find something that is substantial in this existence, that's what you're going to be gravitating to. Then whatever you had before, you're going to have to let it go. Because it's nothing but bullshit. And that's all we've ever lived in is a pile of bullshit. So when we're living in this wonderful bubble we're in, no matter how good it looks, no matter what it appears like, most of the time it isn't what it appears. We're in a war. We have been in a war. We have been in a war all our lives. Even before we were born, this war was going on. And when you think about all the wars that have happened from World War I, World War II, and all the wars that have come, you know, into this existence, what were they? They were nothing more than a blood sacrifice. All that blood, all that DNA that was shed, okay, everything about it that was shed, that was all a sacrifice to open up portals, to allow a darkness into this planet. It's been here with us ever since we've been alive, you know. And what is it? And banks are not just bankster wars. The banks were the ones that paid for these wars. But think about it. How many of our presidents led the charge into the war? How many led the front to the war? How many kings led the fronts to the war? How many prime ministers led the front? How many of them were the front line of those wars? None of them. None of them. How many Americans died just in the Vietnam War? 60,000? And for what? Just to make some banker rich, or to keep the poppy addiction going on in China, to control the poppy population? That was all. That was a war. That was a business war. How many people died? And that was nothing but a blood sacrifice. All these wars amount to nothing but a blood sacrifice. Second World War, what was that all about, really? That was to centralize the banking systems in Europe. To centralize all the ruling families that were controlling Europe at the time. That's all that was about. That 6 million Jew thing was nothing but bullshit. Let's see here. Tell you... what are the measurements in the formula? You're asking to criticize the formula, and what are the measurements there? Just like Patton said on his deathbed, he said we were fighting the wrong, and he was right. We shouldn't have been fighting the Germans. The United States was allied with Germany. Okay, the real problem was the banking institution. Who was controlling the banks even back then? All those Germans that died for nothing, all those Russians that died for nothing, the Poles, the Czechs, the Hungarians, you know, the Yugoslavians, the Austrians, for what? It was all about centralizing the banks in those regions. That's all that was about. Okay. The real enemy wasn't these people, it wasn't even Hitler. Hitler was trying to protect the German people. He was criticized for it. You know. So when we're looking at all that's been going on, it's been nothing but a bloodbath on this planet. It was all about shedding enough DNA to power some demonic force on this planet. That's what it was all about. When we're looking at war, this next war that's coming is going to create another shift. Hmm. So when we're looking at the what's coming in then, that's the question we have to ask. What's coming next? If we are to believe what they're saying about the population, which is all bullshit, they're saying that we're closing into about 8 billion or 9 billion people. That's crazy. That's not even true. We have almost zero population growth across the whole planet. Even China's population growth is down to 1.5. They can no longer sustain their culture. The only countries in the world that are still producing babies are countries in Africa and India. They're the only two places that are producing any real serious population. And India will start to slow down too. They will do something in India to curtail the population growth there. So when we're looking at all that's going on, has been going on, every time we've had a global war where we had blood being shed, okay, that was nothing but a ritualistic sacrifice. It opened the door, it opened the portal to some dark force that's coming in. They're all talking about UFOs coming, right? Well, I do believe that there's a connection between that and the wars that are yet to come. I think if enough blood does get shed, then we'll probably see some portals actually pop open. Maybe, if they haven't already opened them. Again, that's just an opinion. Now, let me read this other part. I have two things I wanted to read. This is about what I talked about the other night about the animals. Hey, Tony, this was a great show. Thanks for all the valuable info. Just wanted to let you know what's going on here in northern Italy. I'm in a small village at the foot of the Dolomite Mountains, but very close to the biggest European United States Air Force base. And they've got serious mental deficiencies in there. Oh, yeah. You got to be a little bit nuts to be in the military. Anyway. Oh, geez, it's like they're sleepwalking. I heard about the dogs in the U.S. with a baffling respiratory syndrome they couldn't figure out. But in the last few weeks here, we are seeing a huge outbreak in gastrointestinal symptoms. Same thing, they can't figure it out. They had that about 3 years ago in Windsor. All the dogs and cats were dying of a gastrointestinal symptom. And they got a sample of this one beagle, and they didn't know what it was. It was a technology that that had got inside, networked, and killed the animal. It was draining the animal through its gut. My friend is a vet. She told me she's inundated with it. Another friend's a nurse in another practice, and they're seeing the same. I'm seeing it in dogs in Sicily, too, opposite end of Italy to where I am. They're getting filled up with meds, but these vets, and it's having no effect. They're relapsing. I wonder where that has come from. I wonder if we've heard that before. One of my dogs started with it. I gave him 10 mils of aloe vera in a syringe every 2 to 3 hours, plus kefir. After 2 days, he started eating again, and it's back to normal. The pick and close here is a dog that belongs to a guy I know in Sicily. He unfortunately won't listen to anyone except his veterinarian, and this is his dog relapsing after he already spent buckets of money leaving the dog in the clinic. Now he's at home and relapsed again. Another guy in the same area has lost 3 of his dogs in the past few weeks. Same mysterious symptoms. People are spending all this money to cure them, and they die anyway. Yep, that's what was going on in Windsor. So through what you said about the feeling of oppression, it is all that, but worse. I kind of feel like I'm in mourning before the worst is here. Maybe it's a defense preparation. Yeah, maybe it's a defense preparation, or maybe it's what we're all sensing. You know, the collective mindset. We're all feeling the same thing. I don't know, but sad as fuck. Another thing going on here. I gave raw goat's milk for me and my dogs from a small local place. There's been no milk since Christmas, but that's normal because the babies are being born in January, so the goats don't get milked until they give birth, and then we only get what the babies don't use until they're weaned. But the goats aren't giving birth. They're 3 weeks late. They look fit to birth. Only 10 out of 150 have had babies. The rest are hanging on to them. The girl worked there for 10 years say they've never, ever seen this before. These goats are not vaccinated with anything, not at all. They're in huge covered sheds, have plenty of space, and are really healthy. Looks like shiny coats. Maybe they sense it's not safe to bring their kids into the shithole. Who knows? Well, again, what are we seeing? This is Weapon X being expressed through the animal world right now. They're testing it. You know, the dog thing, we saw that in Windsor about 2 years ago. I had a lady actually, she just broke down because of she lost her beagle. Took her to the vet. The vet said the dog was in perfect shape. Good shape, nothing wrong with the dog. Died a week later. It baffled him. He said he had no idea why the dog died. They did find some kind of biotech in his gut. They didn't know what it was. They didn't recognize it. They never seen it before. We're in a war, you know, and this may have been a somber type show, but I really felt that we have to have a real hard hit sometimes, because we get caught up in this pie in the sky bullshit, the power of positive whatever. And that whole power of positive whatever can sometimes lead you into a complete you know, disconnect to reality. This war is coming, and everybody can feel the shadow or the darkness all around, you know. So when someone tells me that they have no desire to live, they don't feel like they're living, they can't live this way, I get it. I do, I get it. You know, I just in my own life's experiences, there's the times I wonder, why are we still fighting? It's just our nature to fight. It's our nature to be protective and defensive. You know, it's just the way we are. And when you are fighting, the fight is always with the hope that you can make a change, or it's the hope that you might win. It's just how we're all built. It's just how we're all built. You know, we get frustrated. You know, we want to just, you know, yell at the world, whatever, you know, scream. It's frustrating as fuck to live in this shithole. Especially the way they are gearing it, because they are preparing to destroy everything that they built in the last 80 years. And they want to bring in a whole new world order to run this show the way they want to run it. The thing about this, though, the thing that satisfies me the most with this, and I will tell you what, it's a weird, it's kind of warped, but I am a little bit warped, that after they kill us, the AI is going to kill them. I find some satisfaction with that reality, with that knowledge that I, you know, that aspect of it, that the AI will kill them. They will not be in power. They will be in a worse place than we are. I find somehow that makes me smile. I know it's warped. I know it's a little bit out there, but it does make me smile. All I can tell anybody that's taking these jabs, there are no answers right now. And even if there was an answer right now, okay, even if there was an answer right now, you could never go back to whatever you were doing before. Okay. You could never go back to living a life that, because that was not really living either. Let's see here. So I got somebody here. All right, Karen, you're here. I see you. So I can't give you any answers to a solution to get this jab out. I do have a theory that might work, may work, but I have no way of proving that it will work. But I may have gotten hit because I've been giving people solutions that actually work, and maybe I have a solution. Maybe the solution will help somebody. I do not know. Hey, French, you made it. Let's see who else is here. Karma. Well, you can call it karma. Bible says you reap what you sow. I just think that, you know, I have, like I said, I smile at that thought. It's a little bit warped, I know, and I get it. And I am a little bit warped, but, you know, you can add me now to the stage. Are you there? Okay, cool. All right, Zach, talk to me.
Hey, can you hear me?
Good. Now, yeah, the other night when you were trying to ask me about Rhodiola, I never heard it through the whole show. And then when I played it back, you know, after I downloaded it and played it back, I heard you try three or four times to ask me. I didn't even hear him. You know.
Yeah, that's all right. It was weird, but.
Okay, but it's working. Good. Okay, cool. So now if you want to ask a question, I can answer you. Okay, it was just good. So like I said, we are in a war. And I have no answers for you on this. Nobody really does. They violated your helix, your double helix. They put this stuff inside your DNA. It's the DNA, like I said, stretches. The proteins get caught in there. The programs get caught in there. And then it zips it shut with the peptide. There's no way that I know you can get that out once the program's been downloaded. But there is a way. There is a way to erase the DNA and to restore the DNA back. It's called the Yamanaka treatment. But in order to do that, you have to disengage the LNP and the nanotechnology that's in the inside of you, inside the helix. If that's done and you erase the DNA, then there is the possibility of restoring your DNA back to normal. But again, all I have is a theory. Okay. And how to do it, I have an idea, but again, it's a theory. With multiple transfusions, no idea, just brainstorm. No, it's not a blood disorder. It's not a blood disorder. It's a DNA. It's a DNA program. This thing went into the helix. Okay, you can transfer all the blood you want. This isn't going to make a damn bit of difference because the moment you put in the new blood, it will be reprogrammed. Your double helix is an antenna. It's a transceiver. It receives and sends out data. And it runs everything in your system. It activates your immune system. It affects all, activates all your biological functions in your body. So if I can hack your DNA, I now control you. I can control certain bodily functions. I can disengage them, shut them off, or reprogram them. And what they did, it wasn't a vaccine. It was a bioweapon designed to go into the double helix and to reprogram the person. Now, the third injection or third insertion of the bioweapon inserted a third strand of DNA into the system. So you have a double helix with a central drive or program. It's all attached. Has nothing to do with the blood. It has to do with the operating system. This is what people get confused with the nano. They think they're dealing with just nanoparticles. They're not dealing with the operating systems that these things either have or capable of being programmed. Blood transfusion won't do shit. Yeah, it isn't going to do anything. You know, once the frequencies are activated, they're deactivated. They can deactivate you. What about a very long? No. Are you listening? Are you actually listening to what I'm saying? The DNA is uploaded with their operating system. And once it's inside the DNA, it is not in your body as such, like an organ or a stomach or intestinal tract. It's in your code. They have overrode your code. It's not like I injected you in the shoulder and you got a mass of material in the shoulder and your body can now produce antibodies. It has gone now right into your DNA and has created a function in the system. Okay, when was the last time you used pectin? Oh boy. Okay, combining the iron and the clay. Yeah, exactly. It's exactly what they did. It can be, theoretically, we should be able to get it out. Theoretically. Okay, like I said, if you put somebody in a magnetic field that is pulsing at maybe a specific rate, hit them with a high dynamic static charge, hit them with a blue light, which will erase the DNA code, and then reinsert their code. And again, I'm not sure how the Yamanaka protocol works, but he's been able to replace people's DNA back to normal. If you remove and disengage and erase the operating system that's currently there and expunge it or decimate it so that it can't reboot, then technically speaking, once you erase whatever code is left, you can then reassert someone's DNA back to normal. Yeah, Yamanaka. Two strands.
Wasn't he a Japanese scientist?
Yeah, he was the one that discovered it.
Yeah.
He is the one that discovered it. Two strands of 22, adding a third strand, making it 666. Yeah. Yeah.
I have a question then, Tony.
Yeah.
So if you have a certain number of cells that have been edited, right? So the program has been interfered with. The DNA is changed. The genetic code, the biological operating system has been changed. What happens then when the cells multiply? Because doesn't that mean that now the new program is taking over more and more as time goes on, takes over the body, and the new program takes over the old program now? The original thing is just taken out now as the cell cycle continues.
It eventually will get to that point. It all depends on the rate of speed that the program is being released and who's activating it. And like I said, it's theoretical. And the blue light is not an LED light. You know, get that, Ralph, sometimes you amaze me. Anyway, it's a specific blue light frequency. It's in the ultraviolet range. If you watch The Boys from Brazil, the movie itself, the show, you will see in there them showing you erasing the DNA. They're actually showing you how they can change the DNA. They have, a white rabbit, and they erase the DNA of the egg and put in the male sperm. And now all the rabbits that come out of a white rabbit are all black. So you can alter the function in the program. So, but in order for this to really work, you have to really think in terms of, A, we have an operating system that's been inserted into the double helix. If they've had only the first or second shot, I think it can come out. I think that we can pull out. The third strand, I don't think that's possible. I think once that's in and it's networked and integrated, I think it has. I don't think you could pull it out without killing somebody. Again, theoretically. Well, the reason why women say that you amaze them is not because of your ability or what you carry. when we're looking at all the possibilities that could go wrong with that, it's also very extreme. What they did, like I said, when you're looking at how DNA takes in programming, remember that Medea gal that supposedly she was a doctor, and she called this thing some sort of Greek mythological name that was a Hydra. Remember that?
Carrie Medea, yeah.
Carrie Medea. Remember the Hydra bullshit?
Yeah.
Okay, what she was saying was the fullerenes were assembling to slide into the DNA strand. That's what she was seeing. But she called it a Hydra. I said, how fucking stupid can one person be? This couldn't be a doctor. So, but anyway, but that's what she was seeing, that it was taking shape and form so that it would fit into the DNA helix, to the strands. That's what I meant, like some kind of magnetic dialysis chain after. Again, you're still thinking blood there. You got to start thinking DNA. That ain't going to do shit. Like I said, you could erase the blood all you want to. It's in the DNA. It's the code. Your code. Okay, when you look at DNA, DNA is a sequence of code. Okay, normal DNA has four letters. Okay, it has A, C, T, G. And when you arrange those letters in different configurations, you can create whatever code you want to do whatever you like. Now you're adding another code. You have a synthetic code. There's a P, B, a Z, what's the other one? M. Then you also have X and Y. So when they introduce those codes, and with the ACTG, you got whatever the hell they want they want. So that isn't going to work in regarding to the blood. You got to get past blood. I don't know why you're stuck on that issue. Look at what DNA really is and genetics really is. It's what you are. You know, everything in your environment, everything that you've ever been exposed to has affected your genetic code to produce who you are and what you are today. You know, when you hear the term epigenetic, what that means is basically any environmental exposure that can alter your genetic programming. So what do you got?
Did you see, Tony, what they're doing with the carbon nanotubes?
Well, what aren't they doing with?
that's actually so true. Yeah, one of the most versatile materials out there. Yeah, they're using it as a carrier, exactly like you've been talking about, for siRNA, yeah, as a gene silencer.
Yeah. Because with that, you can send a signal through it. There's no resistance. It's a superconductor. So whatever you want to transmit to it, it's the perfect antenna. You know, when they're talking graphene and graphite and carbon C60 and all the other carbons, okay, a simple experiment you can do to show you how conductive carbon is. You take a pencil and you sharpen both ends of the pencil and to get two pencils and put them through a piece of cardboard and click a 9-volt battery to each one of them, you'll produce hydrogen with a 9-volt battery. That's how conductive that is. And that's, and the 9-volt battery puts out about 1 amp.
Sorry, so you said you'll produce what?
Hydrogen.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So
is it the one 9-volt battery and you connect it to both ends of the graphite, or?
Yeah, if you take a pencil and you sharpen both ends, you have the black part sticking out and you clip an alligator clip to them and you put them in water, it will create an electrolysis that will release hydrogen. So that tells you how conductive that graphite is just in the pencil.
Mm-hmm.
So, because if a 9-volt battery can do that, that means there's really no resistance. That little bit of energy can create that activity. So when you think, in terms of adding that to a sequence of a siRNA or tRNA or mRNA or miRNA or whatever, it acts as an antenna. So when you send a frequency to it, there's no delay, no lag, nothing. It hits it, it activates it, and stimulates it. Graphite will conduct. It's very similar to graphene. I forget what the difference is, but it's not that much of a difference. So if you're using graphite, you can get the same effect to occur. So we're going on here. The blue room. Who's this now?
I think, Tony, that's what they're doing with the photoresponsive or RF-responsive nanocontainers. So it's just, or even a liposome, so it's hanging in the body and then it's triggered or activated to release.
Tony, is this what we're seeing in some of those systems? I've had clients and I've been near them, but the blue room and also the enhanced energy system or ES system by Dr. Saturn Rose Michael, which concerns me, people that are knighted as part of the Illuminati, you know, hospitaliers and all this kind of thing that wear the black robes that I've seen them wear. Is this not what's actually happening to those clients? Because I've had several of my clients go in on the third or fourth session, think that they've gone into terminal cancer. So is this actually the same principle you're talking about that is triggering this perhaps?
Well, if they've got the third shot, all the shots are being activated through a transmission. So if they're going in and they're getting hit with a blue light, the blue light, or blue beams rather, can affect even the way your brain works. They can control the way you think just with the blue beam.
Correct.
So when you're looking at the blue light that they're actually using to erase the DNA, or again, if they have been jabbed and they get and they go into a room with this blue light, if they program that light to activate or deactivate the DNA or the brain, you can do whatever you want. The DNA has been now wide open. They've been able to sequence it. So if they add anything to it, okay, all this nano shit that we've been exposed to for the last, 50, 60 years, they've been dumping it on us, has embedded into us on every level, cellular, tissue, blood, genetic or genes or chromosomes or DNA, everything. You know, if you were to test someone contacted me today and I said, all you got to do is spit on a slide and let it sit there for a day and then go under a scope and you'll see how much has assembled just in one day. You don't have to even do that grape juice test, which wasn't really an accurate test to begin with because the grapes all had the stuff in it anyway. But if you take a piss, if you piss in the toilet even, and just leave to sit there and just keep on peeing all day long, and by the end of the night, you'll see a geometrical sequence in the toilet, in the water, where it has networked. So if they're hitting them with any kind of, just to let you know, this is a, like I said, these are programs. They're not just metal that are binding together, actual programs. So if they're in a blue room and that blue light is at the specific spectrum that they need to erase or to activate brain activity or genetic activity, sky's the limit. Sky's the limit. You can pretty much hack anybody you want. When you're looking at the 7G, the spectrum of light is infrared and ultraviolet, but it leans more toward the ultraviolet, which is on the blue spectrum. So if they get activated, what will happen there is the brain chemistry gets affected and all rational thinking goes right out the door. You can turn people into a mob and they wouldn't even know why they're angry.
Actually, that makes perfect sense. I've done live blood cell. I've mentioned with Dr. Robert Young, but with Lorraine Andres out of Vernon, but or Lumbee area. I also did where we did it out of the mouth with Dr. Ross Garan. He's one of the top biological dentists, holistic dentists out of Vancouver. Okay. And so he actually took the mouth swab so we could see the spirochetes and stuff like that, because he was working with ozone and UV lights and all sorts of like advanced tech, you know, that they don't usually give these guys. But that would make perfect sense as to what we were seeing back then compared to now. I mean, that's just the logical conclusion, right?
Yeah. Well, spirit shots were nothing more than fullerene assemblies that were going on. Any blue light that you hit somebody with, like I said, in the specific spectrum, it can activate anything. If you look at some of the early research on the mice that they were focusing the blue light on, they were actually able to control even their autonomic nervous system with the blue light. So if you're talking now inserting a code inside of your helix and turning it on, because once it gets in and it's sealed with a peptide and the program is downloaded, it's in. Okay. So the only option you have is to either to pulse a person, so you disengage or shut down any operating or frequencies that may activate the nano part of that. You'd have to fry it with a static charge to hit the peptide part of that, the codes in the peptide. You'd have to hit it with the blue spectrum that they're talking about on a high level there to erase the DNA. And then you'd have to be able to reassert the DNA back in the original DNA. Now, how Yamanaka did this, I do not know. But he was the one that discovered it. It was the Japanese scientist that discovered it. So when we're talking what they did, what they actually did to everybody, when they gave him those jabs, he just inserted a weapon into them and it bypassed their immune system. If we get around the shedding, it can affect us. It can make us sick, but if it's making us sick, that means our immune system is still intact and it's fighting it. It's when you engage when you bypass that system and you get to a certain point of exposure, it may dominate. But that can take some time with somebody who's not involved in any way, shape, or form with people that are shedding. You know, some guy wrote me a thing in the email saying that it engaged his girlfriend and got sick and she had three shots. I said, are you effing? And then he asked, is this the shedding? I mean, are you kidding? But this is how stupid people are today. You know, after you even warn them, keep it packed and keep them crossed. They don't listen. What's this now says? Be prepared, though, if you are you're in a highly populated, there will be too many. You need to be in one area. You can find no other BLE devices. Okay, so you're talking about something else. Yeah, when we're talking anything here with nano, LNP, any of that nature, we are talking operating systems. And that's what we're dealing with, is an operating system. So if you are looking at trying to find a solution with anybody, the current conventional medical methodologies are not going to work. The current herbology methodologies are not going to work. You have to incorporate some kind of tech that's going to eradicate, erase, and then enable to reboot the DNA. This is where it's come to. Like I said, in order to do that, and again, theoretical is all I have, because I never had a chance to really get that far. But based on what I understood of everything, the LNP is the key. If Moderna's papers are correct, they have 10 to the 50th power of operating functions in those LNP, then that was produced by an AI. That was programmed, produced, and manufactured by artificial intelligence. So that has to be disengaged. And if that's not disengaged, all that will happen is it will reboot itself. And it will reboot the nanoparticles back to wherever they were at before with modifications. Because these things do have the ability to adapt. They have an adaptable program to them. Find the devices.
Tony, Deb is asking, would removing my dog's microchips be of benefit?
Oh, definitely. You gotta find a vet that will do it. We had one in Windsor that would. The microchip is the reason why these animals are getting sick, because you can release something through either aerosols or through the food supply. And if they have a function or a program to attach themselves to that microchip, they can now send whatever they want to target the dogs or cats or whatever and kill them. So when we're looking at Weapon X, this is already being experimented on. If in Italy they're seeing this going on with the goats and the dogs and cats there, and we're seeing that going on over here in the U.S., I'm sure it's probably going on in Canada too, then they are already releasing this. And the way it's working, and this is really funny, and the irony behind this is because I was watching this movie called Almost Human, and the very first episode, they were showing how they could release something biotechnically that could be airborne. And because the police department was already injected with things to keep them protected from being hacked, the very technology they inserted into them was now being, this stuff was accessing that technology and killing everybody. And that's the perfect kill switch. And I thought, this is exactly how they're going to do it. So like I said, when you watch, like I said, sci-fi, pay attention to what they're showing you. That's not entertainment anymore. Those are documentaries. They're showing you the game plan. That's what they're going to do, and that's how they're, and it's already begun. If the pets, and the pets are usually the first thing they've done, they use. And I said this in the last pod, that in any lab you go to, what do they use? They use animals. You know, what do they use? They use animals. So when we're looking at, let's see. What's going on here? How to find one? That's the hard part. Animals are the vectors. Yeah, exactly. Animals are the vectors. They're the ones that they hit first. So everyone has got a pet. A lot of people have pets. A lot of women have dogs. You know, most women I know have dogs. You know, and a lot of people sleep with their pets, which is not the best idea you can think of. Because, again, your pet can be used to hack you as well, especially if you've been jabbed. They've got a transponder inside of them. Now they can now receive a message and hit you with it. The tech has become integrated, so it can be it can even when you're around other people, you can be hit. But they've got this Bluetooth technology. That Bluetooth can again expand its range, and if they want to target you, they can target you just by being around other people. So it's more than what we think. But I think the next round, all these people that they jab, they've got to erase. They got to remove. They got to remove all signs of any kind of hanky panky they've been doing. That's what I think. We are fucked. Oh yeah, that's a given. That's why we fight, because we're fucked. That's why we fight, because we're fucked. You know, and that's the reason why. And the reason why we fight, we have this in the back of our heads and in our system somewhere. You know, the hope to win, to fight, or not to make it easy. You know, getting even, whatever the reason is, it's what it is. Anyway, listen, I have to wind her down. These shows are going pretty good. Trying to keep it an hour and 15 minutes, and now it's an hour and a half, because it takes a long time to upload these shows. Tomorrow I'm going to release part two with the interview I had with Fiona, and so that'll be out tomorrow. Tonight, this show will be out. Like I said in the beginning, I was trying to get the money transfer thing rigged, fixed up, and I couldn't get it done. And I'm really, I'm about ready to tell all these banks to shove it up their ass sideways, because I'm so fed up with their bullshit. But anyway, if you do want to send a donation, send it direct. You know, just send it direct. Put a tracking number on things, send them direct, until I can figure this out, if it can be figured out. I always say at the end of these shows, also read your Gospels, read your Bibles, pay attention to the genetics and the technological stuff that's in there. You'll be surprised how this has been with us since the conception of mankind. We have been in a battle with this bullshit forever. And all these resets have all come down to the same conclusion. Bring them up, bring them down. Bring them up, bring them down. It's never stopped, and it won't stop until the second coming. So until that happens, we are still here. All righty. I think that's it. Okay, so anyway, I'll see you probably Friday, 8 p.m. Mountain.
Thank you. Okay.
Thanks, all Tony. Right. Much love.
Okay.
Thanks for always being here, man.
I try. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you guys coming in, and I appreciate your support. All right. Till Friday, you'll hear me, and then tomorrow you'll hear an interview. Okay, take care.